Welcome back. 506, 730 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Hour number three starts the way it always does with the one and only Jeff Cooner. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Andy.
All right. You and I touched on, the column that you have in today's Washington Times, Obama backers threaten post-election violence. We did that yesterday afternoon, but I wanted to mention to you that after the show, I was going through some voicemail and some emails, and one voicemail in particular really kind of woke me up in that a longtime listener of my show, a guy by the name of Victor from Silver Spring, is a blind man, and he has to ride the bus everywhere he goes. And he said, Jeffrey, make sure you tell Jeffrey that he was right on the money, because already the racist remarks are coming, and he's hearing it on the buses. He's hearing threats of, you know, Obama not being elected, guess what you're going to have to deal with. And so you evidently are right on target with the thought that we may have some problems if indeed Barack Obama loses the election. And you mentioned, one of the things you mentioned, I want people to know in your column today, and folks, you can read it in the Washington Times, is that Jeff makes the point, since the birth of the Tea Party, the liberal media has desperately sought to portray the movement as racist and extremist, and it appears they made some progress in doing exactly that, didn't they?
Yeah, Andy, I think this is what's most frightening. This is what concerns me the most. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, look, Andy, Obama wins, he wins. Romney wins, he wins. I just want a peaceful transfer of power. This is what's one of the few things that distinguishes us from most countries in the world. I don't want to see riots. I don't want to see a civil war. I don't want to see people dead. This to me is so irresponsible, the way the left has behaved over the last 4 years. Now, when you have elderly people, I have spoken at Tea Party rallies, who are concerned about socialized medicine and runaway deficits, and you're trying to portray these people as diehard racists, as the second coming of Bull Connor, as almost members of the Ku Klux Klan, and the media has been doing it relentlessly for year after year after year, story after story after story, and then you have Attorney General Eric Holder compare voter ID laws, and this is the Attorney General, to the poll taxes that were used against Southern segregationists against blacks to keep them from voting. When you have the left relentlessly, I mean, it's, to me, it's funny, but after a while, you know, Rachel Maddow, Chris Matthews, Ed Schultz, CNN, the New York Times, voter suppression, ID laws equals voter suppression, the Congressional Black Caucus, voter suppression, Attorney General Eric Holder, voter suppression. Well, if I'm an African American, or if I'm a staunch minority Obama supporter, I'm saying, well, my Attorney General says they're racist, the media tells me they're racist, they're even telling me they want to deny us the vote. Hell, I don't want this illegitimate gang coming to power. And this is what happens after 4 years when you keep injecting racialist vitriol. And the big point is this, Andy. The left was never able to defend Obama on the merits because the stimulus failed. Obamacare was a disaster. His record has been a disaster. And the reason is this, and I say this in all seriousness, with all due respect to the president, he was out of his league and out of his depth. He truly was. They basically snatched a third-rate constitutional law professor, an inexperienced senator, a community organizer, and they threw him into the White House. They catapulted him into the White House. And then they told us not only was he going to be president, but he was going to be as good, if not better, than FDR and Lincoln and Washington combined. Okay. Then he comes in and he makes a mess of everything. And instead of being able to defend him, because they have no defense, they go racist. Now, when you keep saying that the opposition to Obama is racist, well, if he's going to go down in his second term, if he's going to go down before his reelection, many of his supporters are going to say, yeah, it's racist. Yeah. White America can't stand him. They never liked him from the beginning. Mm-hmm. You are paving the way. You are sowing the seeds for racial division and violence. And we live in a multi-ethnic, multicultural society. You don't do that. That's the one thing you don't do. And so now you have thousands of people on the Twitter accounts, thousands of them. It's exploding, saying they're going to assassinate Romney. They're going to kill Romney. They're going to burn down homes, burn down shops, burn down neighborhoods. Now, I hope to God it's just bluster. I hope to God they're just venting. I hope to God this is not ever going to come to pass. But we're in the United States of America. I never thought in my life, Andy, really, I never thought in my life that people would be openly threatening to murder somebody if they win an election.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And I got to ask you this question because I know how I felt after Barack Obama was elected. He wasn't my guy. I'll be the first to tell you, I wasn't voting for him. And I didn't like what he stood for. But by the same token, once elected, I said, you know, race relations will get better in this country, finally, as a result of this election. And just the opposite has happened.
Andy, you took the words right out of my mouth. I supported him in the I was never going to vote for a Democrat, but I supported him in the primary against Hillary. And when he defeated, because I said, I think he's actually cleaner in terms of his motives than Hillary. I thought the Clintons, to me, to this day, are a criminal gang, and I never could countenance them being in the White House. But when he defeated John McCain, I said, you know, I think he's a progressive, I think he's a liberal, I think he's going to be quite bad for the country. But I have to say this, I'm happy that an African-American is now president of the United States, and we can finally move the ugly chapter of race. We can move beyond it. And we can finally now come together as Americans in a way we never were before. And now the exact opposite has happened. He has set back race relations in this country, I believe, by decades. I've never seen the races more polarized. Look, these voting numbers should chill everybody. The overwhelming number of African Americans are going to vote for this man. The overwhelming number of Hispanics are going to vote for this man. And yet the overwhelming number of whites are going to vote against him. Not because he's black, because of the failure of his policies. So now, if we just look at us, racially, ideologically, on class lines, look how much more divided we are than we've ever been. He is fracturing this country. And if the narrative comes out from the left, as I believe it will, that he lost because white America denied him re-election, you are going to see race relations poisoned for generations to come.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, my friend, sounds like you're nursing a little cold there or something. You got a little...
It's been going around. The little one had it. She passed it off to Ashton, who passed it off to Grace, who passed it off to me.
Yeah, that's what happens. All right, well, feel better, my friend. I'll talk
Thank
to you
you
on Monday.
God bless you, Andy. Bye.
See ya. Jeff Koenner of the Washington Times, 514, 730 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.